welcome to Checking In with Joetta, where I am the host, Madam Olympian, and this is the show that is all about you. We are live every Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can visit us at Joetta Olympian, or you can go to the website, joettasportsandbeyond.com, and click on radio to be part of this show. The call-in number is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. We have a special show on this evening. Yes, it's Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. We have a show with Talitha Diggs on. She will be live with me in studio today, and we're going to be talking to all of the kids, trying to educate, motivate, and just talk to you on your level. This show, as you know, is a business and financial show. We have educators, sports legends, entrepreneurs, and health and wellness advocates. But this evening, we have a special show, Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. And next, you will hear Talitha Diggs on the line saying welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Talitha, for saying that. And when we come back from this break, we will talk to you more. But remember, call in to the show this evening, 646-787-1680. If it's on your mind, then we are talking about it. Remember, you can also tweet at Joetta Olympian, and you can email us at joettaevents@yahoo.com. 646-787-1680. Check it in with Joetta and
Talitha
this evening, 646-787-1680, and we'll be right back. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have a great show in store for you this evening, and we're going to do something a little different this evening. We're going to have a show, and people have been asking me, Joetta, when are you going to do a show when you're talking to kids and you have kids calling in to be part of the show? You have so much to say and so much inspiration, but we haven't had an opportunity to have our kids call in. Well, today is that day. The call number is 646-787-1680, and we are going to talk about many topics. And who is we? Well, Talitha Diggs will join you in the studio this evening. She's my daughter, and she is excited to be part of the show this evening. And the next voice you hear on the show will be Talitha, and she was just going to introduce herself to you and make sure that people call in to talk to us and to do a mother-daughter show here. People often say, Joetta, how is it having a youngster, and how do you meander your way through having a teenager, or soon-to-be teenager? And I say it's easy. She just does what I tell her to do. But as you know, if there are any parents in the audience, it doesn't work like that. So, Talitha, welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you, and it's called Checking In with Talitha and, well, actually it's called Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. So welcome to the show. Do you have anything you want to say to our audience this evening?
No, I just wanted to say that I'm so excited to be here today, and it's awesome having a mother that's a four-time Olympian. I don't really think of her as a four-time Olympian. I just think of her simply as my mother. So Madam Olympian doesn't really apply to me. She's just my mom.
A lot's going on right now. We had a little problem with the system here, so I thank you for being patient. But what we want to do is kind of give you a lead into what we're going to talk about. We have different awards that's been going on. The combine has been going on, and there's certain players out there that people have been talking about, and the one that uses that favorite line to tell the audience who that football player is, they use the line that got him fined.
I'm just here so I won't get fined. And that's Marshawn Lynch, who is a running back for the Seattle Seahawks. You may have seen him during the Super Bowl this year.
And as you know, he got fined a lot of money for saying that line. And people we're talking about his fine and looking at what the Patriots, they got fined as well back when they were spying on different sports teams. But his fine was a lot more expensive than their fine, and people were talking about that. But the big talk right now is that he trademarked that saying. You know that saying he always says?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
And no matter what he said, he always would answer them with the same comment, which was,
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
So my question to you, Talitha, and to the audience and to all the kids that are listening, do you think that was an appropriate statement to make, one? And two, do you have a problem with him trademarking that statement? In other words, because he can trademark that, and he has trademarked that statement, he's now allowed to make money off of that statement. So give me your thoughts, youngsters out there in the audience, and some of the adults as well. What do you think about Marshawn Lynch and also him trademarking the statement and also him not answering the questions, just using that famous line, which is,
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
And I'm going to ask you one more thing. For those of you who did watch the Super Bowl and he was on the one-yard line, do you want to tell people about your thoughts on that move, Talitha?
Well, I like the Patriots, so I was very, very happy when the ball was intercepted. I thought that they were going to run the ball, so I was very, very nervous having one of the best running backs, if not the best, in the NFL, and they didn't use him, which cost them the biggest game in the NFL. So I was very happy from a Patriots fan standpoint, but from a Seattle fan standpoint, I can see how they would be very upset.
And in life, you know, people win and people lose, and that's why I want my youngsters to call in today, because it's not always about, you know, coming in first place and taking second place or third. Sometimes it's about just finishing. And what I want my youngsters to understand is that you have to prepare your body, you have to prepare your mind, but you also have to have a talent. And if you utilize your talent with your mind and your preparation, then success will come to you. But when you do not prepare your body, prepare your mind, and if you don't have the talent needed to get to the next level, be it athletics or academics, you will have something to deal with, and it's going to be a daunting task for you to be the champion of your life. So this show this evening is going to talk about lots of things, about being champions in life, champions in sports, dealing with your parents, helping them to understand where you are as a child, and helping them understand some of the situations that you're going through in school or on your sports teams. And then you can also ask us some questions as well. So the biggest thing that you need to do right now is to call in the 646-787-1680. You can text at Joetta Olympian. That's a tweet. And you can also email us at joettaevents@yahoo.com. After this commercial, we'll come back to some of your questions.
Competing in today's marketplace is nearly impossible, but you can help fight illiteracy by reading to a child or by giving a child a book, because a child who reads succeeds. How good is it to put on a pair of great-fitting jeans? You know what I mean. Pull them on, zip them up, and you look great. Effortless style. That's what Levi's jeans are all about. At first, I thought, yeah, right. A baseball game for a first date. The sunset was amazing. And the cool air was a nice excuse to get cozy. Oh, and the game? It rocked. Ever since my boyfriend won a PlayStation Portable at McDonald's, things have been different at home. Honey, can you pass the butter? Want to stick it to grime? Scrubbing bubbles stays where you spray. Unlike trigger sprays, scrubbing bubbles clings to the surface, and its thick antibacterial foam concentrates on grime while it disinfects.
Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. And this evening we have a special show, Checking In with Joetta and
Talitha.
So please call in to speak to us this evening, 646-787-1680, and we're going to open up these phone lines and take some calls. Right now, we were talking about Marshawn Lynch. We're talking about him trademarking his favorite saying, which is,
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
And what do you think about that? So as you know on the show, when we call the last 4 digits of your number, that means I'm talking to you. So call the 1-783. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta and Talitha, the show that's all about you.
Good evening. I just wanted to say that I didn't watch the whole Super Bowl. I did see one of his press conferences when he used that line repeatedly, and it really didn't bother me after a while. I kind of thought it was funny. I'm kind of glad that he stuck to his the way he felt about the situation. I don't think the public probably knows the whole story, what's behind, what's going on with him, but I'd rather him not say anything at all than say stuff that maybe he might put his foot in his mouth, like some athletes and people do that or in that type of spotlight. So it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, I'm going to comment, and then we're going to open the phone over to Talitha. Did it bother you? Well, you said it didn't bother you at all, but when he was answering everything with that statement, we think it's kind of funny, and you know, we kind of started chuckling, and they were trying to find out a way to, you know, make him say something else, and he stuck to his guns. And you think that's okay, as you mentioned. But going one step further, do you think it's okay that has now trademarked that statement and now is going to make some money off of that?
In today's society, I don't really think anything is beyond making money on. We're just in a time where people make money off a lot worse. So, no, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay, hold on, caller, until Ethan wants to talk to you as well or make a comment.
I agree with you. I don't believe that there was anything wrong with what he was saying. I also would say that if he didn't say anything, they would have fined him $500,000. So he was required to speak for something like a minute, 2 minutes. So I think that he has to say a couple of things. I thought that putting my place in his shoes, being a celebrity, I would get very tired of having to speak to the media and them asking questions that I really would rather not answer. So I can understand his position.
Well, I'm glad we agree, because I do hear a lot of interviews, I don't mean to cut you off, where sometimes I would wish some other people that do talk wouldn't say anything. So I'm kind of glad I'm glad he stuck to his guns and didn't say anything.
Well, I think that a lot of people looking at it, it's twofold. They're saying that when he does that, he has all the talent, so he can get away with that. Some of the younger athletes following his footsteps may start doing that. And I think that you have to use judgment. So for our youngsters out there, you know, use common sense. You have to look at every situation differently, and his situation is not your situation. So I would just say that you may not want to try and do that, because the results that you get may not necessarily be a fine, but you may be looked upon a different way. You may not get the scholarship recruits that you may want to get. So thank you, caller, for that comment and for checking in with Joette and Talitha. We look forward to speaking to you again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Caller 5476. Caller 5476. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. And this evening is Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. Do you have a comment or question for us?
Well, my comment is, on how we spoke about the media. I was just very brief about it. Yeah, I think it would be... I think it was quite humorous about how he just said it and repeatedly.
Well, you seem to be a younger person. Okay, I'm sorry. I put you a stop. Go ahead. Continue.
That was it. Yeah, you can continue.
Wait a minute. With something, young man. I don't know if your phone line is on, but it's like a hesitation. So I'm going to be quiet and let you continue. And then when you get done, say I'm done, and then I'll come and we'll talk to you, because I keep cutting you off, and I don't want to do that. Okay?
Well,
are you there?
Yes. Well,
go ahead.
I believe his comment was just quite humorous myself. And the fact that she got it trademarked, that was actually, well, good for a plus for him. But, like, I don't think the fine's a really big deal for him, especially because, like, all the money he's getting. I'm done.
Okay. All right, well, good. Now, I have a question to ask of you, and so does Talitha. Would you follow his suit? You said it was humorous, and there are ramifications for doing things that aren't right. So as you go through your life, and I don't know if you're playing sports or not, but if you got into a position and you didn't want to answer a question, would you do something like that?
Well, it depends. Like, he's at a high pedestal right now. Like, he's one of the best players in the NFL. Like, maybe if I were a rookie, I probably would answer the question, but, like, if I were, like, him, where I'm up at that high a position, I probably wouldn't answer it.
Okay. Well, you make sure you be careful, and I also tell my youngsters, you know, you look at the athletes, and I was once a, you know, four-time Olympian, and we are a role model to the youngsters out there, so just from a youngster's perspective, I'm glad that you found it humorous and you were able to differentiate between a rookie and someone that's been in the league a little while and someone that has a lot more talent and experience. So thank you for listening to the show and calling in. And tell your friends we have a couple of open lines so they can call in to 646-787-1680. And have a good evening.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Talitha, do you have a comment? What did you think about that? Get to a point when you are being interviewed by the media and you don't want to answer a question, do you think you will follow that suit, or would you find another way to deal with the media?
If it were me, I would most likely find another way to deal with the media. I would probably answer the questions to the best of my ability. But then again, I haven't really been in a situation where I have hundreds and hundreds of people asking me questions at once. So it may become a little bit irritating, and over a period of time, I may get to the point where he just decided to answer with one answer.
Okay. Well, thank you. Remember, we can also tweet at Joetta Olympian. I think this show is important because we have our youngsters calling in, we have parents calling in, and then we have checking in with Joetta and Talitha, and it gives you an opportunity to hear both perspectives, a perspective for someone that's seasoned and then a perspective for someone that's a little bit younger, but she still has a good grasp on what's happening. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we go to these phone lines.
Oral-B presents an electric toothbrush so advanced, it doesn't just remove more plaque, it even eliminates doubt. The Oral-B Smart Series, the world's first electric toothbrush with Bluetooth connectivity. It gives you real-time feedback as you brush, alerts you if you're brushing too hard, and even allows your dentist to program your routine. It's so intelligent, it actually communicates while it cleans. So you won't just wonder if you're getting a superior clean, you'll know. The Oral-B Smart Series.
The Matthew J. Moorhead Health Assessment Center for Athletes provides education, evaluation, and access management skills for sports-related injuries, cardiac and concussion screenings. Barnabas Health serves as one of the most influential and important cardiac care centers in New Jersey. For more information about the Matthew J. Moorhead Health Assessment Center for Athletes, please visit barnabashealth.org or call 973-322-7913. That's barnabashealth.org, 973-322-7913. Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you this evening, and it's called Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. And we have a lot to talk about. Remember, when I go to the phone lines, when I call the last four digits of your number, that means that I'm speaking to you. And all you have to do is just start talking. So often people ask, oh, can I hear you? Are you there? Yes, we can hear you, and we are there. Remember to turn those phones, those radios down, because what's happening is you hear yourself on the radio, and you're not able to focus on what we're saying. So make sure you do the right things so we can have a nice, clean show. Again, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. 4110, welcome to Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Okay, so Super Bowl, I wasn't interested in it. The guys in my house were, and the only reason I would be watching it would be passing by while they were watching it. But then I saw this guy who was quite funny, and I'm like, who is this person? So it piqued my interest in the Super Bowl. So I sat down to watch this guy to see who he was, what he could do. So in that essence, I wanted to see what he could do. So I watched it. Now, had he not done that, I wouldn't have had any interest in it. So that's one for the Super Bowl for me.
Well, what, you know, we're talking about the trademark. So what do you feel about him trademarking that and making a profit off of it?
I think it's an excellent idea. Honestly, if he hadn't done it, I'm quite sure there's somebody out there that would have done it. So he is making the money and not someone else.
That's my thought exactly. If he didn't do it, someone else would do it. And it's nothing taking a profit for yourself and doing it the correct way. He got a trademark, and he is doing it exactly how he should do it. And I don't see anything wrong with that piece. And believe me, I think if anything that I saw was wrong is that they didn't give him the ball on the one yard line. So that's a bigger problem for me than him taking the trademark out and saying, not speaking to the media. So thank you very much for that call. And we're going to kind of switch the subject right now from football. We're going to go into the another sport that people have been talking a lot about. It's been basketball. And they watched the basketball All-Star Weekend. And I don't know if you watched that, but I thought it was pretty cool that they had some of the women doing some of the skills that they did during the basketball trial. Did you watch that?
No, I didn't. I caught glimpses of the slam dunk contest. I believe that's the same few days. Yeah, but the other stuff I didn't. I wasn't interested in it. So was it cool? Was it good? Did you enjoy it?
I thought it was good, and we're going to have Talitha. She's going to talk about that right now. So what's your take on it?
I enjoy watching the All-Star game. Some parts about the All-Star game I don't really like when they don't play defense because, you know, they just want to dunk and be flashy. A couple things I don't necessarily like, but I definitely enjoy watching the slam dunk contest. With Zach LaVine winning it over Victor Oladipo, Mason Plumlee, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who are, like, good basketball players. I was very happy that Zach LaVine won it. I've been watching him since when he was in high school and dunking, and I thought it was just a cool experience just to watch them dunk and do all the cool tricks and all the other things that people enjoy.
And I think that if you listen to the audience to her making comments about the dunking and mentioning the dunkers' names, I think it's important for the youth to understand that, dunking is one aspect of the game, but these other plays had another aspect to the game that you saw when they were playing. So that's important. I also thought it was pretty nice that they involved the women, but I would love to see more going on in the women's aspect of the game as well, because I do think it's entertaining, it's fun, it's exciting. And I think there's a place for us to showcase our own talents as well. Talitha?
During the Celebrity All-Star Game, one of my favorite parts was watching Monet Davis, the baseball and softball player, play basketball being guarded by comedian Kevin Hart. I thought that was really cool watching her play basketball because I didn't know that she could do – if she played any other sports – other than baseball and softball. And that was a really cool experience. And I just like watching the celebrities show off their skills.
Well, thank you, caller, for that question. And as you know already, the caller number is 646-787-1680. And we have a lot to talk about. We often say on the show, if it's on your mind, then we want to talk about it. So we're going to go to one more caller, and then we're going to take our break that we have to take. And caller, 2861. Call it 2861. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. Do you have a comment or question? And remember, callers, when you call in, you have to press the number one, and I know you have a comment or question. So welcome to the show. Call it 2861. Do you have a comment or question? Okay, they're not there. We're going to try one more call, and then we're going to take a break. Caller 0700, caller 0700. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta and Talitha, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question this evening? Caller 0700.
Yes, we have a question. Thank you for taking us.
You're welcome.
Our question is on the All-Star game with the women's game. It seems like the women tend to play below the rim and the men play above the rim. So my question is, should we lower the rim for the women, a foot so that the game would be played more above the rim? You would get the slam dunks and the high-flying act similar to the men's game?
That's a good question. But me personally, I would rather not lower the rim because I feel as though we should have the same expectations. Just because we're women does not mean that we can't dunk or we can't do spectacular things. Just because we are particularly played below the rim doesn't necessarily mean that some of us can't. I think that the expectation should be high for all of us, and we should all be able to try and do the same things or strive for the best.
That's a good comment. And I also think that I understand your point. If you lower the rim, there'll be more dunking going on, but you have to remember they made the ball smaller, and a lot of the girls and women now are much taller than they were back in my day. So I think that the excitement comes from the passing, the dribbling. I think the excitement also comes from the fact and the anticipation of the women dunking, because you have to remember there are about at least 10 women, that can dunk the ball easily, but they choose for some reason not to do that. So that was a good question. I think the dunking is exciting, but I think just as exciting would be the dribbling, the passing, and the way that they're guarding one another on the court. So thank you, caller, for that question. Do you have another comment before we go to another caller?
Yes, I have one more comment, and I don't want to sound too sexist, but I do notice that the women's game, it seems like the women tend to emulate the men, and would it be better from a marketing standpoint if they just found their own identity? Instead of
well,
looking like men?
Okay. I understand what you're trying to say. I believe that people can, I think that they should be able to dress how they'd like to. I mean, tattoos and the things that they have on them, what they would like, and I don't really think that we should so-called judge or say what anyone else should wear.
I think as far as the uniforms go, you said you didn't want to sound sexist, but I'm assuming you'd like to have their shorts a little higher and have their backs cut out and a lower V-neck top. So I think I don't know if that's going to happen. I do think that some other countries wear some shorter outfits, some one body suits, a one piece body suit type outfits, and that's not what we do here. I do think, however, that I don't know if say the girls are looking like men. I wouldn't go that far. I can say that they probably emulate them because that's who they've seen over the years. But the most important thing is that they have the opportunity to be marketed correctly when the money comes in. So the same money and the same sponsors and the same way they market the game as far as trying to reach out to other people will be they would have to do the same thing for the women that they do for the men. And I don't really know if they're putting that type of energy into doing that, and I think that they should, and I think they have a new person in the league that will try very hard to make sure that the league is viable and exciting, not only for women but also for men. Just like in football and basketball, men go to games and women go to the men games as well. So thank you, caller, for that question, and we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to caller. Remember, the last four digits of your number, so caller 4483. Caller 4483. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. The show is all about you. And we have a guest on, so we're checking in with Joetta and Talitha. Caller 4483. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes. First of all, I just think you guys make an awesome team, a wonderful mother and daughter team. I want to ask Talitha, if there was advice that you would give other girls your age that wants to play basketball and have a mom who's a legendary athlete, what would you tell them to stay focused on what they're good at?
Well, I would tell them to just keep focusing on your goal. Try not to get distracted with what other people are doing or what's going on social media, and just stay focused on what you're doing. I try and stay focused by, be it math, I study my math every night and I try and do my best, or make it basketball. I always try and go outside. I'll try and do 50 layups, 100 layups with my left hand, and work on things that I'm not strong with, and always stay focused and always do the best you can. And even in like a track race, if I don't win, it's good to win, but the most important thing is to do your best, and that's all that I can do.
And that's a good question, Paula. You mentioned having the legendary mother, and then we also have a family that are full of athletes, and the pressure on Talitha, one might think, would be great. But what I've tried to do as a mother is try to create a balance and let her find her own niche, and she appears to do so. But I'm going to ask her, do you feel the pressure of having an Olympian mother and trying to be an athlete and people looking at that? That's the question you wanted to ask, right, Carla?
Right. That is the answer. The question, I mean.
Okay, Talitha.
Sometimes I do feel a little bit of pressure, feeling as though I do have to win, and I do have to, you know, break all these records. But then I remember that I'm not my mother, and I'm not my aunt, and I'm not my uncle, and I'm not my grandfather, and I have to follow my own path and do what I would like to do. I'm also not my grandmother, who is an entrepreneur. I can do what my path is in life, and that's what I'm trying to find right now.
Very good.
Well, thank you, Carla, for that question, and thank you for listening to Checking In with Joetta and
Talitha.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Caller 5815. Caller 5815. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We have a guest on this evening with us, and it's Talitha. Now, we're talking about many things. We're talking about kids and sports, parents with kids. We're talking, trying to motivate and direct our kids as well, and help them to realize that sports is an avenue to success and you find your own path. So with that being said, do you have a comment or question?
Yeah, I have a couple of questions or comments or statements. The women's basketball game, I've thought about this for years. My comment has been similar. It's about money. The reason why they're not on ESPN, the reason why their salaries aren't up, because people aren't watching the sport. Now, and with that said, the skill of the women is without a doubt probably better than the men. The skill and execution of the game. There's no question that the skill, the execution, the plays are very good. But at the end of the day, it's about making money for the stations and sponsors. And that's what's going to sell the ticket. So the caller earlier mentioned lowering the rim. If you want to make money, if you want to be in the spotlight, if you want to be on ESPN, if you want to do something, then you're going to have to do something that the audience do not want to see. I'm excited about it because I appreciate sport. But the general audience does not want to see a breakaway into a layup. They want to break away with a slam dunk in somebody's face. That's what they want to see. So how do you fix that? How do you fix that? I believe you lower the rim a little, tighten it up a little bit because it's a smaller ball, and make it a little harder for the jump shot because you're dropping it a little bit. Or continue trying to educate the public, which would be very difficult, and let them know that this is how the women play the game, and it's very, and it should be appreciated. But it's not. I wake up every morning and I don't see the women's scores on the TV. So that's just my thought, and I'm not the one that to know how to really fix it, but that's just my thought. The other thing for Miss Talisa, you know, I don't really feel, and you didn't ask this, I don't feel sorry for you. You come from a great genetics pool. I mean, you've got a father who graduated top of his class at Wharton Business School. You got a grandfather, grandmother who highly talented, and now you got parents. You're going to find your path, and you're going to be good at it, and it's only genetic. You're going to not settle for average. So we can, you know, you're going to do a great job. I don't think that's going to be pressure because of your genetic makeup. You're going to do just great. So, yes, find your path. You've got great genetics to make this your goal, whatever you want it to be, and just go get it. So, great show. Sorry that I got a little long-winded, but I wanted to just talk about a couple of things that you had discussed on your show.
Well, before you go, caller, you did say something that was funny, and Talitha wants to comment too, but you did say you don't want to see a breakaway into a layup, so we did find that funny, and Talitha wants to say something as well.
Okay.
First, thank you for the comments and the support. I agree with you. I'm not too interested. I myself don't usually watch women's basketball. I don't necessarily know too many players. I do know a couple of records basketball players here and there and a couple of, you know, key stars like Lisa Leslie. But I really think that it would be a good idea, the more I think about it, to fix the game. I wouldn't necessarily say it like that, but make it so it would be more exciting and so we could see a dunk instead of a fast break and a layup, you know, or you know, make them have more behind-the-back passes instead of bounce passes, and just make it more interesting. And I think that would definitely help the game.
Well, thank you for those comments.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And for acknowledging the gene pool, I always am a big proponent of genes, and that's another topic for another show. But thank you very much for calling in, to checking in with Joetta and
Talitha.
And we look forward to hearing from you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Caller 2861, caller 2861, welcome to the show. Remember, the caller number this evening is 646-787-1680, and you can also tweet at Joetta Olympian. Caller 2861, do you have a comment or question?
Hi, Joetta and Talitha, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling. I had a quick little question. Joetta, I've seen you on many, many interviews, and it seems like, you know, you're always on point. You know exactly how to respond to a lot of these questions. I just want to know, like, what tips do you have for someone, listen, like myself, in my profession now, I'm starting to get more interviews, be interviewed a lot more. But, like, some of these interviews, of course, you know, I can't really prepare for. Like, what tips can you give me to just kind of, I don't know, just kind of help me through that? What can I do to kind of answer some of these questions?
Well, I guess the first thing you have to do is to be aware of you know, who's doing the interview and have some knowledge on the person that's interviewing you, but also have a goal in mind as to what you want to say. So you know there's some basic questions that all people ask, and then once they get through those questions, they go to the real hard questions or the questions that would differentiate you from someone else. So what I always try and do is to, and I always say, sell an Eskimo ice. And the most important thing is not to sell an Eskimo ice, but to have them coming back to buy your ice. So with that being said, once you get in your mind as to how you want to present yourself and what you want them to take away from the interview, then you respond and you answer the questions so it shows you in a positive light, or shows your strong suit. So, for example, you know, I know this is not an interview show, and we're going to probably have to put one together, but what is the question that you might struggle with?
I'm coaching now. So
okay.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they ask me questions relating to my athletes, or I don't know. I mean, outside of like goals and stuff that I may have for them, those are the easy things. But I don't know, even just sometimes stuff that's happened that day, I'm just I kind of choke on my words a little bit. So.
Well, it's okay to choke on your words. I always say, give that thought no tongue, and think about what we're going to say before we say it. But then there's some occasions where you have to say it and worry about what's being said later on. And if it's the truth, allow the person you're talking to respond. Sometimes they may respond in anger. They may respond in confusion. Or they may respond later on. But I think that if you allow the person you're speaking to reciprocate your comment, then I think you open up dialogue. But if you're just going to say something and not allow them to say something back to you and work through it, I think that's, you know, that's not a positive place to be.
Okay.
I hope that helped.
Yes, it definitely did. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Well, callers, we have been on the show with talking to Talitha, and we've been talking to you, and they've been really great questions. I'm going to take a break, but when I come back, I want you to think about this question during the break. If you have a choice to send your kid to one of the top of schools, you know, we have the Seven Sisters, and so we're talking Stanford, Harvard, University of Penn, Yale, MIT, those schools, and then you have some of the state schools, which are fine as well. We have in New Jersey, we have the Rutgers, and we have Princeton as well, which would be one of the Ivy League type schools. Then we also have schools in Pennsylvania, Penn State, Villanova, Lehigh University. We have schools in California, UCLA. We have schools in Texas, University of Texas, University of Florida. You know, we have that school too. But the point is, if you have a child that's a student athlete and that opportunity to go to one of those schools, would you stress going to that school, or would you stress going to another school? And the most important reason is why. So we're going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'd like you to answer those questions. Madam Olympian here, and I'm hired by corporations, universities, schools, and companies to inspire, motivate, and empower individuals to reach their destinies. Visit JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com to find out more information about how you can have Madam Olympian speak at your school. Welcome back to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. And this evening is called Checking In with Joetta and Talitha, the show that's all about you. We have some more callers on the line, and I'm going to take their call. But remember, I had a question that I asked. Would you have your child, student athlete, go to one school because it's Ivy League type school or a top one tier school, or would you have them go to another school? And the next question is why. So call the 4110. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta and Talitha. And what is your opinion on that question?
I would say, if I had to pay for it, then they would go to the school of my choice. If they were to get a scholarship from that university, then they could go there. Those schools that you mentioned are very expensive. So that's my answer.
So basically, if they get a scholarship, they can go where they want to go. But if they don't get a scholarship, they can go to the school where you can afford to pay. So you wouldn't take it a loan, you wouldn't put the house up for a second mortgage, you wouldn't do any of those, find some grants, you wouldn't do any of those things.
We would find some, if that was where our child wanted to go, we'd look at all the available resources for a child to go there. Now, if those resources didn't come through, he would have to pay for it, and if he couldn't pay for it and we had to put out the money, there's a certain amount of money that we would, and if he wanted to cover the rest, then he could, but he would have to pay for the rest. But I'm not,
and you,
I don't think we would mortgage our house for that, because we would have, you know, like put the work in prior, and he should be able to get a scholarship anywhere he wants.
And I appreciate the way you explained that. It was well thought out and made for everyone to understand. And I think there's a certain amount of work and due diligence that has to go into preparing your kids for school. Now, Talitha is here now. Do you know what school you want to go to at this point?
I've made it down to two schools. I would like to attend Stanford University or Duke University.
And we talk about this all the time. Now, she's 12 years old, and as you know, schools change, concepts change, and we want to find out, you know, why she wants to go to these schools. But what you did, Carla, you said it very eloquently as to why you would and would not, what you would and would not do. And I think that as parents, it's our responsibility to try and provide the very best for our children. But education, and I always say, your mind is like a parachute. It only works when it's open. So when these kids are going to the undergrad schools, as you know now, they more than likely have to go for a second degree immediately. So I tend to speak to parents a lot of times, especially when they don't have the funds, to have them go to a school that they can afford to go to, undergrad, get good grades, and then apply to a top tier or a higher tier to go get their grad degree. So thank you for answering that question. Do you have another comment or question for Talitha?
No, you guys, great show tonight. Have a good night.
Thank you. If call the number for the show is 646-787-1680, and we're almost about to close down the show. We have a couple more callers on the line, and we're going to take those calls. But before I do that, I want to mention a couple of wonderful things that's been happening here for Georgia Sports and Beyond and for the Georgia Clark Dick Sports Foundation. As you know, Aetna selected our foundation as one of the top foundations in the country, and there's a calendar that they put out called Champions for Change, and Madam Olympian, that would be me, is on the calendar for the month of July. You can go to their website at aetna.com and look at the calendar, look at the other champions that they have that are featured in the calendar as well. And more importantly, you can see the videos and find out if you want to be more involved with Aetna as one of your insurance carriers. So that's very important for you to do that. And I just came back from Atlanta. It was a wonderful time then, and I had an opportunity to meet and speak and represent the foundation in fine fashion. And we were at the Turner Field, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and a lot of wonderful people there. And I just wanted you to know that that was something great that happened with the foundation. And also, I am going to be the spokeswoman for the Mayor's Wellness Campaign. And the Mayor's Wellness Campaign is a program that gives mayors tools and strategies to champion health and active life and to improve the overall health of their communities. So if you are interested in being part of the Mayor's Wellness Campaign, and Madam Olympian is the spokesperson for this as well, you can visit their website at mayorswellnesscampaign.org to find out how you can get involved in their different programs and look at the different tools and resources that they have. But there's so much going on, and I didn't tell you everything. You can visit the website at joettasportsandbeyond.com to find out more about what's going on. And Talitha wants to also interject something here, so listen to what she has to say about growing up and being fit and healthy and what she's doing at her school in her gym classes, and how she's they have different tests that they're doing to make sure that the students are being healthy. But just talk about the little test that you just recently did, running your laps.
We have to do things like pacer tests, which is when you run back and forth across the gym. We also do sit-up tests and push-up tests and many other tests to ensure that we're healthy. I think that is very important to be healthy so you can live life longer and happier and be fit. I think it's important for us to get exercise, so instead of playing video games or, like, being on YouTube or Twitter, we have something to do and we can go outside and do sports and things that we enjoy.
And that's important as parents. We have to get involved with our kids' lives and just don't let them go out there and do their different sports or do the different activities in the backyard. You go out there and be part of the activity as well. And I think once you do that, a family that works out together, they stay healthy together. And it's all about eating, watching what you're eating, working out, being fit, and feeling good. And when you do that, it also helps you with your mind. I find out that when I am doing some type of workout, now remember, I'm not working out nearly as hard or as long as I used to, but I find out once I do a little something in the mornings or in the afternoon, it allows me to feel better, to release my mind and get me thinking about different activities that I need to do for the foundation, or more importantly, it gets my creativity juices going and allows me to come up with programs that I think are very important for the foundation and also important for me and my family. So basically this evening we've been talking to you and trying to motivate and inspire you to do more with your families, to understand that, you know, you can't just go around saying a line like Marshawn Lynch said, which was,
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
And to believe it or not, when he did that, people found it entertaining, and it appears that a lot of people tuned in to find out if he was going to continue to say that or if he was going to break down and say more, and he continued to say that line. But now he's making more money from the trademarking that statement. And so we talked about earlier about, you know, the ramifications of him doing that, and is it good or bad. And basically in life you find out that you make money, you spend money, you invest money, but the bottom line is that you have to make the money and you have to do it in the way that you know how. So he's doing it on the field, and now he's doing it off the field, because if he doesn't do it, someone else will. So we've been talking to you. We've had a really great show, and believe it or not, the time has come for this show to be over. I always say that in life you have to find out your raison d'etre, your reason for being, why you are here. Talitha, thank you for being with us this evening and imparting some knowledge to the show and giving a child perspective. Do you want to say something in closing?
I'm just glad to be on the show today, and I hope that you guys will tune in next week to hear more from my mom.
And if you have any comments or questions, remember, you can also email us if you want to be on the show. You can email us and give us some ideas. And we also have advertising opportunities for you on the show. We get over 99,000 hits a month. Actually, we had a new landmark last month where we got 122,000 hits. So remember, this is a great opportunity for you to advertise and to be part of the show as well. I thank you all for listening this evening, and so much has been going on in the world, and we didn't even touch that. But next week when we come on, we'll be able to touch those topics and have you part of the show as well. We are live every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., and what we say on the show is that without you being on the show, we don't have a show. So thank everyone for joining in this evening, and remember, it matters not what role we take, but rather what we become along the journey. Thank you for taking the journey along with us this evening, and we're looking forward to having you next week on Checking In with Joetta.